The Chamber of Petroleum Consumers Ghana has advised the Association of Oil Marketing Companies to resolve all issues with the Tanker Drivers Union to enable them call off their strike. The drivers have been on strike since Monday, demanding better remuneration and working conditions. Speaking to Joy Business, the Executive Secretary of COPEC, Duncan Amua, warned that motorists would be forced to park their vehicles if the issue is not resolved today, since many oil marketing companies are already running out of stock.
We believe that the strike would have to be called off today.
Sincere apologies to that technical hitch there. We shall rectify that and bring you that sound subsequently. Now, still on the strike, the National Petroleum Authority has revealed that there is little it can do to quickly resolve the impasse between the tanker drivers and the oil marketing companies. Mohammed Abdul Kudus speaks for the NPA.
Arrangement to probably ameliorate the effect of the impact of this strike would be a difficult one to discuss, because this is a space that is largely private sector led. So it is not as though something that the government can come in place and then replace their services. That is why it would be prudent that as soon as possible this strike is reversed, and then we get their services back on the road.
Mohammed Abdul Kudus speaks for the NPA, and we've got to listen to Duncan Amua once again on his call for the OMCs to address all issues.
We believe that the strike would have to be called off today. If we drag this into the weekend, it is likely people will start parking their vehicles, because the amount of fuel stock you have at the filling stations would simply be depleted. And so from speaking with a few of the players, including the AOMC, we get every indication that they are willing to throw every card on the table to get the strike action resolved.
Duncan Amua is the Executive Secretary of COPEC. Meanwhile, a series of meetings are expected to take place this afternoon aimed at resolving the issue between the drivers and the oil marketing companies. There will be another meeting that will bring together the National Petroleum Authority and all other players in the industry to try and resolve all the issues later today. We shall be bringing you more on that. Now, despite the Ghana cedi's depreciation to the US dollar, Ghana retained its 10th position with the lowest fuel price in Africa in May 2024. That's according to globalpetrolprices.com, which tracks fuel prices across the globe. More in this report.
According to the report, Ghana's average petrol price of $1.07 per liter ranks it 47th globally. This translates to almost 16 cedis per liter. However, the price of petrol and diesel are going for an average of 15 cedis per liter. Libya retained the number one position in Africa with the lowest fuel price of $0.031 per liter on the African continent, but second globally. Egypt and Algeria came second and third respectively, with fuel prices of $0.289 and $0.353 per liter. Fuel prices were expected to ease from May 16, 2024, but the depreciation of the cedi to the American greenback prevented a drop in the prices of petroleum products. This follows a reduction of the prices of refined petroleum products on the international market, which is wider than the cedi depreciation.
A business desk report. Government is preparing to launch a 200 million cedi fund to support small and medium enterprises in August 2024. Technical advisor to the finance minister, Dr. Abudu Abdul Ganiyu, announced that a framework for the management of the fund is being developed in consultation with stakeholders. He disclosed this at the launch of the second phase of the African SME Network for Exchange and Trade, a funding project being rolled out by GIZ and the Association of Ghana Industries.
At the immediate launch, and possibly what can be disbursed over the short term, let's say within a period of 5 to 6 months, we possibly are looking at something around 200 million Ghana cedis. And as you indicated, we've drawn lessons from existing programs, policies within the SME financing ecosystem. So all of these lessons are going to inform the structure, going to inform the product design. We would make sure that this succeeds.
Dr. Abudu Abdul Ganiyu is the technical advisor to the finance minister. To some more stories, some fund management companies have indicated that they are still being affected by the financial sector cleanup exercise that took place in 2017. They are however optimistic there are prospects for the sector, which will ensure growth soon. Chief Executive Officer for Eco Capital, Dela Agbo, urged Ghanaians to take advantage of offerings provided by credible investment institutions.
We have successfully gone through a lot of challenges, from the challenge of men's goal challenges through the challenge of financial cleanup, and then now the debt restructuring. And we have gone through all those different phases that has actually impacted the investors' confidence, such that with all these challenges, some of the clients, instead of continue to invest, now many of them have turned into buying dollars, keeping dollars, rather than investing into other securities and assets.
You're still listening to the Joy Business Report. In Ghana, guinea fowl meat is an expensive protein in the southern part of the country, yet a popular delicacy in the northern part. My colleague Emma Davis takes us to CR72 Farms at Old Tafo in the eastern region to learn about rearing pure breed of guinea fowl.
You heard the Chatty Cathy. That's one of the nicknames for guinea fowl, just in case you were wondering. In Africa, the modern guinea fowl species are endemic to the continent, but the helmeted guinea fowl has been introduced as a domesticated bird. That is the species Kwame Kodia, an entrepreneur mainly in the livestock sector, is currently rearing. He explains the process of owning a pure breed farm of helmeted guinea fowls.
At this facility, we have 1,000 pure breed here. And that 1,000 pure breed purposely for multiplication. So we will breed them until they get age 20 weeks going. And then they start giving hatching eggs, fertile eggs. And then we put it in our hatchery. And when we hatch them, we give the guinea cakes to some of our selected farmers, mostly women and youth. And then we give between 200 to 500 kits per farmer. And then they will grow them. When they grow them, we will also go there and then select the male from the female. And then we start another breeding program again. So we want to do a local breeding program in this facility.
Knowing the importance of technology in modern agriculture, Kwame has established the Global Farming and Technology Institute to help boost production and provide training for other farmers to enable them to take advantage of all aspects of the livestock value chain.
They have a saying that if you can beat them, join them. In Ghana, if you want to do a production, it takes the whole year and a half to get another cycle. But in Europe or US or China or anywhere, they use artificial insemination. That moves faster than what we are doing in Africa. So to get a cash flow, we need to put technology into our agribusiness.
As an astute entrepreneur in the livestock value chain, Kwame shares his role in one of government's flagship program, Rearing for Food and Jobs.
We did a project for Rearing for Food and Jobs. They designed a cocoa project, and then our company decided to work with animal production department, offering them the necessary production activities. So we did about 86,000 bears for Rearing for Food and Jobs.
Commenting on the recent brouhaha about the restriction bill on importation, Kwame suggested that government needs a sustainable plan to boost production in the livestock sector.
We need to get a sustainability on this animal production, cattle or beef, and then poultry and then other ruminants.
Fun fact, guinea fowls know no boundaries. That's it for Food Chain.
Next is Entrepreneur U.
Hello. Today we speak about your customer retention rate, which is your company or your business's ability to retain or keep the customers that you now have. So you need three numbers or three figures or three sets of data in order to do this. Let's start with the first set of data. You need to know the number of customers that you start the year with. Let's call this start customers. And then you need the customers that you gain during the period. Let's say you gain 50 customers during a 1 year period. Let's call this during customers. And then you have the number of customers that you have at the end of the period. Let's call this your end customers. Now your customer retention rate is calculated as your end customers minus your during customers divided by your start customers multiplied by 100%. So it means that if you started the year with 100 customers but you ended the year with 120 customers, don't forget you gained 50 customers during that period. In this instance, it's going to be 120 minus the 50 divided by 100 times 100%, essentially telling you that 70% of your customers stayed within that period. Why is a customer retention rate very important to us? It's vital to your business. It's vital to you bringing out the enterprise. Thank you very much. Keep well.
Brought to you by Africa School of Entrepreneurship.
And that's it for the Joy Business Report, brought to you by Ecobank, a better way, a better Africa, and Imperial General Assurance Solid Protection. Let me tell you more about Ecobank, EMG, Million Gang. And this year, to stop singing and talking about shopping and enjoying life, just do it. Ecobank has over 1 million cedis worth of cash and prizes in the Ecobank Million Gang promo for you and over 7,000 others across Ghana. Hey, my God. Winners will be rewarded bi-weekly and you can be one of them, winning up to 10,000 cedis. There will also be 3 monthly draws and all you have to do is to deposit cash in multiples of 500 cedis into your Ecobank account at your nearest branch, Ecobank Express Point or via Ecobank Mobile to stand a chance of winning. Other prizes include fuel vouchers, shopping vouchers, airtime and many more. Promo runs from May to July 31, 2024. And it's your time to chop life. Remember, every 500 cedis deposit earns you an entry into the EMG draw. A better way to enjoy life. A better way, a better Africa. Ecobank, the Pan-African Bank. I am Pius Kojo Baka. Ignition is next. Do enjoy.